What's up, bro?
Yo, 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 man. Yo, I'm
Yo.
so happy. I've been fucking around with this lighting. I think I figured it out.
It's looking good. Looks better, even better than last week.
Yeah, it does. I just can't really tell right now because my eyes are kind of playing with me because I'm kind of chopped already. So, but I
It's
know it looks pretty good. I see the, I don't know if I should turn up the warmness, the warmth of my main light, or
it's a
turn
good
down.
balance.
Yeah, I think it's a good balance. You know, you get the
Yeah.
warm, you get the cool, you know what I'm saying? You get the
I like it.
reflection off the lion.
Yeah, I
You know, you see that
noticed.
Nike Air box. It's
Yeah,
there for a reason, you know what I mean? You see this shirt, you see how it, you know, all the colors kind of match what I got going on in the back and stuff. You know, everything kind of plays off each other. For those of you who cannot see this right now, I'm currently wearing the Juice t-shirt.
juice.
It's Tupac, you know, on the cover. He's in that hoodie. It's damn near all black. Little hits of blue, little hits of red. That's exactly what you see in my room right now. And I'm fucking fried. I'm about to roll up. How's your day been?
Man, not anywhere near as exciting as yours. That's for damn sure. No, I'm good, man. It's the same old shit. I'm just in that Christmas season, you know, Christmas spirit. So everything is just go. Like I said, full dad mode. So everything is Christmas related. Everything I've been doing has been either gift buying or gift wrapping or just mentally preparing myself for next week's festivities. So that's all I've been doing. I've been baking up a storm. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a seasonal depression or what, but ever since December hit, like I said, man, I just been baking just all sorts of desserts. Don't know. Must be like hibernation mode or something.
You're gonna let me try some of it, right? Because Thanksgiving, that shit was banging.
I mean, if it makes it to you at this point, everything's getting eaten up as soon as it gets made. But we'll see what we can save up for you. I don't know what's gotten into me with that shit, but all of a sudden I'm making truffles, I'm making like cookie bars and fucking, I don't even know. I got more shit I gotta make, like Rice Krispie treat shit. I'm just in a
Man, I'll
baking
tell you
mood.
what, I bet the happiest person in the house is the wife.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the kids too. They're eating that shit up. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if there's anything left for you. Everybody's eating the shit all the time. But no, it's been good. Last weekend was nice. Hung out with some friends. We were hanging out with people like every fucking day last weekend. I was exhausted. So
Man.
like I told you, like Sunday when you were messaging me, I didn't even wake up till like 2 in the afternoon because my ass was so hungover. I was like, oh, I can't do it anymore, folks. The older you get, that tolerance just nosedives, man. And you know me, I'm trying to do less whiskey these days anyway, a little more of the green stuff, a little less of the brown stuff. So that's usually what I'm trying to get into. And because there's no hangover with the green stuff, just in case you heard, in case you didn't know that, that's
Wait,
why it's kind of nice.
what green stuff?
Oh, you know, the stuff from Mother Nature.
You mean you mean this the
Oh, the BUD, the bud with 3 Ds on
the from the mountains of the Hindu
it.
Kush.
Exactly. So that's a lot better to you. And I think the science behind that will prove that too. So that was nice to help with the hangover, but it made me miss half the football games out there. We're still going to talk about all that shit tonight, folks, but this man's going to do all the analysis because I know I missed a lot of fun stuff until the primetime slots happened. But I will say one dumb thing happened over the weekend because we were hanging out with the friends, we were having good drinks. We were watching The Floor. I don't know if you watched The Floor before, but that is an amazing game show on
Oh,
Fox.
okay, yes, yes,
Yes.
yes,
I
yes.
know every time I say that, like if you watch The Floor and everybody looks at me like, what do you mean? And I mean the game show The Floor, hosted by Rob Lowe. It's like my favorite game show right now. Everyone watches it with the family. It's super competitive, but it like tests your common knowledge, which is right at my wheelhouse. So we were watching that with some friends, having a lot of drinks and getting competitive with it. And apparently I got so drunk that I passed out. Friends left for the night. Apparently I jumped in the bed. Rachel tells me that before she even picked up the first cup off the table, I was already snoring in bed. I don't normally do that shit. I usually like to help out, especially with the wife, cleaning things up at her party. Drunk C said, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go back to fuck to sleep. Pants were off. I was in bed, and that was it. So the wife
Oh, but you were in bed. Oh, pants were off. You were in bed.
she
Dick
was
was up.
cleaning up.
But oh, okay.
It did not end up the way I wanted it to. So, but she tells me that during that time where I was passed out, and she'd already cleaned everything up. She went to bed. It was like 3 in the morning or whatever. She said, I started sleep talking. And I said, I guess I've done that before. But she said, you would not for some reason, shut the fuck up about Balatro. I don't know if you know what Balatro is.
I have no idea what that is.
I'm so glad you don't know what that is. So, because I'm not even going to say Living Under a Rock, it's just new. Balatro is a game that came out over the last few months, and I have been obsessed with this game. In fact, I have visual aids to show you exactly what I've been getting into. And you're going to think it's really silly, but I got a round right here. This is Balatro. It is a game that has taken the world by storm. Can you see this?
Okay. I see it.
You see the playing cards here?
I do. Okay. Cool.
So this is a simple poker game, essentially.
Okay.
And all you really have to do is just beat the blind that's in front of you using the poker cards you've got, scoring based on the number you got. Cool. But Balatro is interesting. It's, like I said, taking the world by storm. It only released a few months ago, and in that time, it got nominated for Game of the Year. Just like that. This game. And I said, that's weird. I just heard about it on a whim. I can't stop playing this shit, because this is a combination of practically poker and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Whoa.
You heard me correctly.
Explain, please.
So, there are ways of achieving these blinds with just normal poker cards. However, in this game, there are 150 plus jokers, and each of the jokers do something different, and they help you kind of cheat your deck in order to achieve your blind. So some jokers will make sure that you have like always the same suit in your hand if you want to try to get a lot of royal flushes, or some jokers will say, hey, your entire hand is doubled in score as long as you have these certain cards. So I'll play a hand. So right now, score, you know, small blinds, 300.
Go ahead. I'm just rolling this.
Go for it, yeah. And I'm going to discard these. You get a certain amount of discards per round, and you get a certain amount of hands in which to achieve the blinds. I have four hands. I just discarded one. Okay. So I got a pretty decent hand, so I'm going to get rid of a few more. I'm trying to get the highest cards possible because they score high. Now, I'm missing a king. I'm trying to get that straight. I'm going to got one more discard left.
I see what you're doing.
What I'm doing?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I couldn't get that king, but I got plenty of pairs here. So I'm going to play two pair.
Uh-huh.
And it tells you each of the runs you can do here, each one of these types of poker hands scores differently.
Right.
So the better the poker hand, the higher the points.
Plus four. Okay, I see. Yep.
You kind of see me. Okay, cool.
The highest tiers to the lowest tiers. I see it.
Exactly. So we're going to play this hand. That's two pair. It's going to count it up for me. That gave me 124 points. Cool.
Oh, okay. I see.
So now I have three more hands in which to achieve it. So now I'm going to play another. I got a full house right here. Boom. Three jacks, two tens. Bam. Full house.
Wow.
Michelle Tanner. DJ Tanner. Stephanie Tanner. Bam. We'll play it. And that gave me 360 points, which gave me 484. I beat the blind. Cool. So nice. I beat that round. I get some cash for my results. And then you take it to the store. And now, as you see, you can kind of mess around a little bit. You can buy some jokers that do something. For example, this one gives you a plus five hand size. So you get five extra cards per hand, but it reduces by one every round. So see, now you got kind of that Yu-Gi-Oh in there where something doesn't. This joker, if you play cards with a heart suit, it gives you a plus three on your score. So now you can start building this deck to have all hearts if you want.
And then start multiplying
and start building up those scores. So I got 21 bucks right now to play with, and each of these little things in the store I can buy to help me build my deck. This one I'm going to buy a buffoon pack.
What does that
pack.
Say? A buffoon pack and an buffoon arcana pack?
An arcana pack, correct.
Arcana was a fucking villain in Battle City.
Hey, there you go. So there's a little bit of some comic book shit there, you know. Buffoon packs have, you know, a joker pack you can kind of randomize and see what you get. So I'll open that up. And it gives you one of these two I can pick. This one, it says if the first discard of a round has only one card, I can destroy it and get $3 for it. Or I can pick this one.
Okay.
It says I can earn $5 if three or more face cards are discarded at the same time. So see, it has rules for each joker and you can stack them up. So for this one, I'm going to just do an easy one for just to get some cash out of that. And the Arcana packs give you these other cards. And these are tarot cards. And each of these do stuff to the actual cards in your deck. So this one.
Those are the magic cards.
Exactly. So this one will turn one of my cards into a glass card. And the glass card, as long as I'm holding it in my hand, will double my score. But because it's made out of glass, there's a 1 in 4 chance it'll break for good. So it's a little bit of risk there. This one gives you a chance to like add effects to your jokers. And so on and so forth. So, again, you're doing a lot of different things to try to build your deck and kind of stack the deck against the blinds in a lot of cheating kind of ways. This shit is addicting as fuck, dude. I have been playing this. It's so easy to pick up. It's so easy to put down. But as soon as you lose, because if you can't hit the blind, you got to start all the way over. Your game's over. You start a brand new run. And it's always randomized. But if you can get through all eight of the antes in that one stack, you win. And then you could try a different deck that has different effects and abilities to it, which unlocks more and more and more and more and more. The great thing is, no fucking microtransactions. I'm not paying any cash for this shit. It's all in-game, fully baked. And this shit, I'm telling you, will eat up hours of your life. It's crazy. It's the number one bathroom sitting game I've gotten in a long fucking time.
Damn, that's saying a lot. That's the shitter game.
It's the shitter game, bro. It's the shitter game. It's the before nighttime game. It's the first thing you wake up and think about game. It's, man, it's a lunchtime game. It's all that shit, bro.
It's the what you think about in bed with your wife game.
No, I didn't say all that. I said like I'm about, my eyes are about to get heavy and go night night, I go Balatro. So long story short, again, after all that demo, the wife was saying I was sleep talking, explaining to her the exact cards I needed to get to my next blind. And I had no conscious idea I was even saying all that to her or anybody.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. Your subconscious is so fucking nuts, man. But yes, pick up Balatro, folks. I'm not sponsored by them, but oh my God, it is so worth the time. And I believe it's like $10, bro. So it's
Are our unofficial sponsor of the day.
Oof, they're my unofficial sponsor of the year, motherfuckers. That's how good that game is. That's so fucking fun. Balatro is the shit. But I digress. Let's get it back to sports and start this fucking episode. What do you think, sir?
Perfectly timed blunt hit achieved.
Right on cue.
That was perfectly timed.
1, 2, 3. Fuck blunt.
I love it.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get my sparky. I can use Ember and then smoke screen.
Oh, got the Pokemon talk.
BRB.
I like it.
Too much shit.
I'll try not to. While he's go grabbing Mr. Sparky Sparky, I will welcome you all back to the Bank Bro Show. Hi, how you doing? How's it going? How you feeling? My name is Siege. That guy who just left his Rizzy in his new apartment, just loving life right now. He's just rolled up something very green, it looks like. So he will be going on a journey this episode, and we hope you go along with him, enjoying your Christmas 8 days away. My God.
Damn. That means I've almost been 30 for a whole month.
A whole month. Oh, you poor thing. Are your bones creaking yet?
No, actually, I feel fantastic.
Oh, good. Yeah. It will catch up to you. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's going to be one of these mornings. You're going to be like, dude, I don't know what happened. I stepped out of bed and my whole back got thrown out. I'm going to be like, welcome. Welcome, sir. You won't be able to explain it.
And you're officially
third. It's going to feel like that for 2 to 7 business days. So.
Man,
I can't,
you know,
fucking
what?
Wait.
I'll let you know when that day happens. Actually, I'll come on. I'll let everyone know. I'll let the whole family know. That's the Bank Bro family. You know, everyone who joins us every Saturday while they're having breakfast, about to get some top from their wife.
That's always your dream for the viewers. I love that. It's a beautiful dream.
You always got to wish for the best, man. And you, I just want to see people win, man. I want every man in the world to just get their dick sucked and make money.
Man. That's a beautiful dream. I share that dream.
I want everyone to win. Why can't I get my dick sucked and get money and everyone else get the same? It's fantastic. I want everyone to experience what, you know, I can experience.
It's literally the greatest happy meal on earth.
It is. You know, and there's enough of it to go around in the world.
That's for damn sure. I'd say a little too much if you ask me, but
a little too much. A both.
A both. But we digress, folks. We're back again. A lot of football information coming out again. Because we are marching towards the playoffs. Things are spicier than ever. Unless you're my team, which we're not going to discuss today because I've given up and the season's over. So, for the rest of the league, I'm just enjoying the season now. It's just fun football, high stakes action. You know, some of these showdowns are going to make, you know, real playoff implications. So, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of all that shit tonight and get you prepared for what I think is going to be the spiciest playoffs we've seen in a long time. There are some real contenders and pretenders out there, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the episode. But before we get into the present of the NFL, I want to talk about the future of the NFL, because in case you're living under a rock, the Heisman Trophy race in college football has concluded, and there is a winner who goes by the name of Travis Hunter from Colorado after an historic season where Hunter excelled as both a wide receiver and a cornerback. Sound familiar? Well, he's following in the footsteps, the giant footsteps of his coach, Coach Prime, Bank Bros favorite, Deion Sanders, who also was a dual threat just like that, molding this young man into an absolute weapon whose draft stock was already skyrocketing before he even won the Heisman. But my God, he's about to make a huge name for himself in the NFL. How that's going to play out as a dual receiver cornerback combo, I don't know. That's going to be bonkers to see in modern day NFL, but it's hard to argue against Hunter winning the Heisman. However, on the other side of the aisle, for all the jubilation that Deion Sanders and Travis Hunter and their families have been celebrating, there was a man named Ashton Jaunty. And a lot of people who don't follow college football.
Jaunty.
See, I was told it was Jaunty. It is Jaunty, huh?
I thought it was Jaunty. I don't know. I thought it was Jaunty.
I believe it's Jaunty because you pronounce it like that in French. But we will go ahead and edit that if that's incorrect. One of the two. Ashton out there was a motherfucking weapon for Boise State as a running back. And my God, if you look at any other year in the last decade, he would have run away with the Heisman Trophy. But unfortunately for Ashton, he ran into another transcendent talent at the exact time he was going to go insane for Boise State. So because of this, there's been a lot of hubbub about Ashton getting robbed and all this junk. But I want to know your opinion. A, you know, was this the right call? Did Ashton get robbed? And I want to look at their stats together and just kind of say, hey, you know, see what we feel on the show was the right call for the Heisman Trophy. So what do you think, sir?
First and foremost, Travis Hunter absolutely deserved the Heisman Trophy. I believe the voters actually got this one right. And before I get into why I believe Travis Hunter deserved the Heisman Trophy, I just wanted to say I'm not taking anything away from Ashton Jaunty. He had one of the best seasons ever for a college running back. Would have won the Heisman, like you said, any other season. 99.9% would have won it. Dude had 30 touchdowns and like 2,500 yards.
Yes. That's for Boise State.
Averaging 7 yards a carry. That's
an undefeated season.
That's somebody on road to glory right now.
Right.
So that's not to take anything away from what he's done this season, because he deserves some type of fucking award this season as well. But Travis Hunter played a total of 1,380 snaps.
Oof.
He played 670 of those on offense, 686 of those on defense, and 24 of those on special teams.
Right down the middle.
He has 380 more snaps than the next guy. This man has played all over the field. He's not only the best wide receiver on the team, 14 touchdowns, over 1,100 yards, over 90 catches. He's also the number one corner on his team. He doesn't even get thrown to. If you watch the tape, if you watch Colorado play, Travis Hunter does not get thrown to. He has 11 pass breakups. He has 4 INTs, 32 total tackles, and 1 forced fumble off that. So Travis Hunter is legitimately playing two ways. Like, this shit is basketball. Like, he's Paul George or Kawhi Leonard or Scottie Pippen, all in their primes. And I'll do you one better and everyone else one better. I'll start by asking y'all this question. CJ, listeners, do you believe Charles Woodson was a rightful and deserving Heisman Trophy winner?
Woo! Woodson was the fucking man. Of course he was.
All right, let me read you his stats. On offense, 11 catches, 231 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I thought he played two ways. He had 7 interceptions. I'll give him that. He has 7 interceptions.
Very true.
But the narrative around Charles Woodson around this time was, oh my gosh, he plays all over the field. He's returning kickoffs for touchdowns. Right. He's catching touchdowns. This guy plays all over the field. No, Travis Hunter actually played all over the field. The numbers show it. The tape shows it. So without taking anything away from anything Charles Woodson's done and anything that Ashton Gentry's done this season, Travis Hunter absolutely deserved to win the Heisman Trophy this season.
I absolutely agree with you. That's the thing about that. It's going to feel like Ashton got robbed because the stats were so gargantuan. But again, if you're going off of just overall impact, and again, we've discussed this on the show. This is Colorado. This was a team just a couple years ago that was bottom of the barrel. And now, in a short amount of time, just a couple of years, Deion Sanders has turned this, and you can say what he wants about getting rid of like 80% of the players, but he transformed this into a powerhouse freaking team with a Heisman winner. That's transformative. That's going to make him like an unstoppable pick of a coach anywhere he wants to go, just from that alone.
And two top 10, potentially top five picks in the draft.
We're not even talking about Shedeur Sanders yet, but my God.
This season, they've won, what, 9 games?
Yeah.
When's the last time Colorado's been 6 or 7 games over 500?
Couldn't tell you.
Nobody knows.
It's insane. So, yeah, like I said, any other year, Ashton, clear favorite. But this was like you met the rock. You met the hard place. You were the rock. You met the hard place. And that was about it. You met somebody as transformative as you, but in a way that we haven't seen since Deion, really. So that's kind of nuts. It's kind of nuts. And you have to give the Heisman to someone like that. So I think it's absolutely well-deserved.
And, you know, if I'm Ashton, I feel robbed.
Of course. He said it, too. He said, and, you know, I should have ran away with that.
If you put up those numbers, you're going to feel robbed. It's, right. You mentioned it, man. It's just tough.
It's tough.
That's kind of hard to beat.
That's the thing about it. You can't tell Ashton, well, go work even harder. Like, what's he going to get? Like, 2,700 yards next year? Like, come on.
Go fucking play linebacker or some shit. Like, what are you going to tell him?
Yeah, kick the ball? Like, yeah.
Yeah, so, no.
You got to tell him to keep his head up and just get back at it.
You know what? I might catch some flack for this, but if they decided to go with co-winners this year, I would have been cool with it.
Honestly, I would agree. Just because, again, gargantuan stats. If there was ever going to be a precedent for it to happen, this would have been the year. It's a 1A, 1B situation. It's not like a co-MVP thing or anything remotely similar, but with a Heisman, I don't see why you couldn't do a co in this scenario, in this specific situation. And I didn't see how the voting results actually went, if you know how close this was, but it just seemed to me that, yeah,
no,
both
Ashton,
guys were just crazy with it.
Ashton got a good amount of votes. He did get a good amount of votes, but it was still Travis by a landslide. Like he
won
by relatively a lot.
Damn.
Like it wasn't too close, but Ashton did get votes.
That's all you can ask for then, man. Like it sucks. I know it sucks. And you know, if anything, I would say like Ashton, remember this shit and take it to the NFL. Remember this part.
I actually have a legitimate question though.
Oh, sure.
I just want to know what you think.
Okay.
How do you think voting should be for things like, for example, the Heisman, since we're talking about it? Like, who do you think should be able to vote, and how much should their vote matter?
See, I'm somebody who feels it should be a combination. Like, I think you almost got to treat it like politics, where you kind of look at the fan vote along with expert voting. But, like, I think the way that it's going down now, you always look at experts and analysts and, you know, alumni, things like that. So if you have a fan vote completely, it makes it too much of a popularity contest. But if you do it too much expert, alumni, whatever, you're not getting all the transparency you really want. So I think you need a hybrid of both. At least like the fan vote should have a weight to it that considers for the Heisman like rankings is what I feel. That's kind of I feel about like pretty much any sport, really. Even with like UFC. The fact that it comes down to three idiotic judges every single time is stupid. We're in 2020. We're about to go to 2025. You mean to tell me we couldn't say, like, a fight goes down to a decision and the entire freaking arena has a button they can push on who they felt won it, which has a weight to it that the judge is taking into consideration? Something where you have a weighted system, but everyone's included on it and not just experts. That's where you get a lot of conspiracies. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Okay. No, I see where you're coming from. That's kind of a fun idea.
I think so.
I actually think I believe that everybody should be allowed to vote. And when I say everybody, I talking about the media, quote unquote experts you see on TV.
Right.
And then ex-players and then ex-Heisman winners.
Oh, I love that. Like a Heisman committee based on just, yes. And if you put each of those groups in like a category that each has its percentage of a vote and that all is aggregated into one, it's like a universal vote.
That's exactly where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there'll be like a point system. So for example, one vote from the former Heisman committee would be worth 4 points. One vote from the media would be half a point.
Right. Exactly.
So, and then, you know, you just fill in the blanks as they go. I think that's the most fair because you got to look at the guys that actually played the game at the highest level. They know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yes.
So take what they're saying first into consideration. So that's where I would go.
100%. And again, with the fans, you don't want to take that too heavy because there's a lot of idiot fans out there too that know what the fuck we're talking about. Halftime, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about here, folks. We are not experts. These are opinions. Speaking of controversy, we got to talk about some controversy that happened with your Detroit Lions. Because the football gods are testing the Detroit Lions. And folks, if you're looking for YouTube, I hope you can see this. But if you're on Spotify, I want you to notice again, my partner here is fully clothed. He doesn't have sunglasses on today. So,
not even my Cuban link.
No, like he is just stripped down. He's got the Juice t-shirt on. Like he's too cozy right now. The Lions have been rolling all year long, as we've illustrated. And he's just getting increasingly naked as we go. But now the clothes are back on. Because make no mistake about it, this is a serious game that he had to take a part of here. The Lions had the Buffalo Bills coming to town, and Josh Allen has been playing lights out for the last few weeks. He's been breaking records almost on a weekly basis. So this is a big test and a potential Super Bowl preview that I'd be very excited to see run this back as well. But it was a nerve-wracking game, at least for those of us not in Detroit. This man's been cool and collected all season long, but this is a challenge. And I want to know what you think about how it all went down. Give us the full analysis and all the aftermath, because there was a lot of it, folks.
And by now, I'm assuming you all have already seen all the highlights, man. It was a fun game to watch. I'll just start there.
Woo!
If best you watch game of the this year. Game live, you got your money's worth.
Big. Oh, so good.
High offense, high octane offenses, very beautifully executed big plays. You don't see that too often.
No.
That big play to Amara St. Brown that we had, the big play that Buffalo had coming out to Ty Johnson hitting that wheel route on Quan Alexander, like beautifully executed. Everything was to the T, the route, the throw, the coverage, everything. And as a fan, I really appreciated that. And I know we lost this game, but I look at this game as a fan and say, you know what? This was a very fun game to watch. And, you know, I took a lot away from this game. Buffalo, something they did very well was they found matchups against man coverage. Typically, it was against our linebackers and their running backs. They know, well, everyone knows, the Detroit Lions play a ton of man coverage. And so what Buffalo did was just say, okay, the weakness in the man coverage is going to be your linebackers on our running backs, because James Cook, Ray Davis, and Ty Johnson, they're all great in the receiving game, and they're all quicker than your linebackers, so we're going to challenge you there. And they won the battle for the most part. And when that wasn't working, guess what happened? Josh Allen was out there using his feet, extending plays, running for first downs, chilling on the sidelines like, oh, fuck, who am I going to throw? Oh, shit, he's open. Finding Ty Johnson again for like 40 yards into the red zone. And then he runs in another touchdown. Like that's how it was all game. And it was so frustrating as a Detroit Lions fan to watch, because it was literally nothing we could possibly do. Nothing at all. Coverage was perfect. Pass rush was perfect. This man just scrambled out and made a play. Like I can't get mad that our defensive backs can't cover for 6 seconds. I can't. Because that's fucking tough. I can't get mad that even though our edge or our defensive line gets ample amount of pressure, this man still finds a way to scramble out and evade the rush, because he's just way more athletic than all of our defensive linemen, even though he's as big.
Yeah, right? Dude, it's huge.
Man, Josh Allen played a hell of a game, and I think he secured the MVP with this performance.
I will ask you about that in a little bit too, but it's up there.
as far as we go, I'm not going to talk about any good that we did.
There was so no much of it, game. Though.
No run game. Fuck that shit. No run game. 15 carries, 48 yards. Not going to get it done. And we lost David Montgomery. He tore his fucking MCL.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's a funeral out here, man. Well, we're going to have to see what Jahmyr Gibbs is made of as a full-time workhorse back.
My man.
We're going to have to see.
He's got
fantasy
it.
Owners are happy.
Woo, you better believe it. Some of us are walking into championships with Jahmyr Gibbs getting the rock right now. So
I'll speak more about him later, but right
we'll get
now,
to that later too.
I'm still on our fucking funeral, man.
Yes, yes, I don't blame you.
The onside kick was some bullshit. Let me tell you why. Because of the fucking rules, bro.
Yeah.
Why do you have to report to the fucking other team that you are going to kick an onside kick?
I fucking hate it. I hate it so much.
It's used as an element of surprise.
That's the whole point.
It's just like when you play defense, you don't know if they're going to throw it or pass it.
Right.
What if it's a play action? Then what?
Right. Why do you have to tell them of the onside kick? Just get imagine rid of the onside kick then.
Imagine a defense telling the offense, hey, we're in man. Hey, we're in zone. Right. And then the offense telling you, hey, we're going to run corners to the boundary and then slants underneath. Thanks.
Yeah. Like, the fuck?
So fuck that shit. Because it was a beautiful kick by Bates. Mm-hmm. It bounced up. It had air on it. That's what you want. And when past 10 yards, execution from the other guys may have been a little bit off. But, man, Jake Bates, man, hell of a kick. Even though we didn't recover it. And bad things happened after that.
Oh, yeah, they did. Immediately after that. Oh, that was bad.
But, man, the casualties from this game.
Yeah, tell them about it, man. That's...
Aleem McNeil tore his ACL.
Huge loss.
Carlton Davis broke his fucking jaw.
That shit's wild.
Khalil Dorsey broke his ankle.
Horrible.
Bro, you know what that means? That you means Kendall Vildor starting at corner.
I was going to say. I'm so sorry. God. I'm so sorry, dude.
Bro, we better call Amazon right now and say, yes, we're ordering Richard Sherman on Prime delivery ASAP right now.
No, you need like 2012 Richard Sherman.
Bro, anything's better than Kendall Vildor, bro.
That's for damn sure. You're not wrong. Just, yeah, get him out the booth. Suit up.
Man, let me call up my little brother.
There you go. Somebody needs to. He's a help.
Hey, man. Just don't let the ball bounce off your helmet. Just.
Yeah, you don't be that guy. Don't be that
like
guy.
That guy starting, bro. Like, and we need to talk about this, man. We need to talk about this because we have like 17 dudes on IR from
that's
the
defense. Insane.
That means starters and a few backups are injured right. From the defense.
Yeah, just holding it all together with just pencils and tape. That's it.
But you know what's even crazier and why I actually kind of have hope, bro. We almost came back and won.
Thank you. That's what I was like. You can't be just. Is that a funeral yet? Like,
that's
lost,
what's fucking crazy about this shit. Like, you look at the numbers.
So impressively. Fucking, it's crazy.
I'm in Ross St. Brown. Damn, he had 200 yards.
I love him so much.
I don't know what more he could have done. Fucking Sam Laporta had 100 yards and a
111.
Tutty. Like, oh my God, he's alive.
Yes.
Fucking Tim Patrick catches a touchdown, J-Mo right. Catches a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs still had a good game. He had like 100 scrimmage yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, he had 83 yards just through the air. So, like, yeah, it was a lot of offense. And that's what I'm saying to you. Like, it's not a funeral yet. The defense is in shambles, but your offense is still hanging 40 points a game easy. So, like, against the Bills, who are red hot, white hot. So,
yeah,
I don't think all is lost, dude. I think this is a wake-up call, but I feel like they rally. And I saw... from your boy, Hutch, who said, all y'all got to do is make it there, and he will be in the Super Bowl. Talk about Bobby Boucher style. Can you imagine? All you have to do is get there, bro, and you get Hutch back, try to seal the deal.
Look, man, we got to get there first.
You got to get there.
Like, thinking about it makes me smile. I'm trying not to smile because it's a fucking funeral, right?
You put 42 on Buffalo, bro. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, the Rams beat them. There. Well, yeah. Stafford beat them, and that was our old quarterback.
We will thank you, number one, but number two, we will get into that too. But let's not start sleeping on the Rams. Rams are about to go off.
No, yeah, I think I said it on this show. If those receivers are healthy, they're going to win their division.
Yeah, the Rams are starting to put it together. So yeah, that's not as them being the Bills is not as surprising as it looks. Like us, we're seeing some NFC teams get fucking hot. So,
but man, I wasn't supposed to say anything good about the Lions.
It's hard not to, man. Trust me, enjoy it. Even in a loss, you can say good things. Enjoy that.
How the fuck does Carlton Davis break his jaw?
Like being an OG, I don't know. I'm just saying.
The fuck, man? Why you gotta play so physical?
Because that's what got y'all here, man. If you didn't, like, y'all be 12-2.
But bro, like, how the fuck do you break it? Oh my god, bro! He broke his jaw.
I know.
Bro, like, sure please, can you please still go out there and cover at least?
He's put a face cast on.
Just play zone. just please, just play zone.
Bat it down.
Stop playing man. Because anything's better than Vildor. Like, he still got his feet. He still got his hands. He still has his brain. He didn't get a concussion.
It's just a brain on a body at this point to you.
Just wire that motherfucker shut and just don't have him say shit.
Like Kanye.
Yeah. Like he rapping through the wire like Kanye. Just had that motherfucker out there locking people up, knocking dude heads off again. Like, gosh. Fuck, man. We have a Kendall Vildor head fucking ball bounce off his helmet ass. Oh my god, bro. We used to torch him on the Bears. He didn't get on the field on the Bears.
Nope. That was Reggie's even starting for y'all. I was like, what are y'all doing?
And all of a sudden for us, he started playing. Like, what?
I apologize I
didn't even get to Lee McNeil.
In my opinion, I know Dave Montgomery's a huge loss. In my opinion, Lee McNeil's your biggest loss. That he was playing out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, he was.
The whole season.
The whole fucking year. Like, he was playing like Indominic and Sue. Like,
that's the heart of your defense. Like,
he was in the backfield every other play. Whether it was a pass play or a run play, he was in the backfield.
Yeah.
Provided when I saw him go down, I was like, in the middle in the A-gap. Provided great run stuffing in the middle in the A-gap. Man, I mean, DJ Reader's been great for us too, but Aleem McNeil in the pass rush game, oh my God, he's been a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Especially when we lost Hutch.
Oh, yeah. He stepped right in.
We're going to need DJ Reader to step up. Ooh, excuse me. And we're going to need Za'Darius Smith to step up, too.
I thought you were going to say you need Jesus. I was like, yeah, him too.
No. And we're going to have to rely on the back end of our defense, which is Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph. We're going to need them to make interceptions, force fumbles. We're going to need them to make plays like the best safety tandem they are. Because if we're not getting turnovers, man, I'm sorry, but our defense is going to get scored on. It's just – it is what it is at this point. We got Kendall Vildor out there. It is what it is.
He can't get over it. He's just like, I can't. Like, every time you think about it, you're like, fuck.
Every time, bro. Like, what are we going to do? Well, like, what can we possibly do? Rotate a safety over. Cool. Run the ball. Nice.
That's all you got.
Nolan Lee McNeil. Great. Awesome.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, man.
Play single high. Oh, it's just going to be a jump ball to Kendall Vildor. Nice. Or an out route. Or a comeback. Nice.
You're like going through like the steps of like grief right now. You're like getting through like the bargaining and now you're going to get to the acceptance.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Keenan Allen plays in the slot since we play you guys next week. Keenan Allen plays in the slot, right?
I know you're not worried about us, dude. That's a win. That's a total win.
Watch this. DJ Moore plays outside. Mm-hmm. I pray to God, Terrion Arnold's on him the whole game. I pray to fucking Jesus.
Luck.
And Allah. And Buddha.
All of them.
And Shiva and Hishnu and whoever the fuck they got.
You can't bother Shiva, though. Shiva's busy.
Okay, she's busy. But Zeus, I guess.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Because Kendall Vildor versus Roma Dunze.
That would be so amazing. If I had any faith that Caleb would have more than a split second to throw to Dunze, yeah, I'd probably talk a little shit about that. But, nope. You've seen it all.
No.
The entire thing is broken. So, I'm not worried. No. I'm not even going to watch the fucking game anyway. So, like I said, it's going to be a win. It's a get-right game for you guys. You needed this. Punch in the mouth, and then you're going to go to the Bears and shit all over them, and you'll feel good about yourselves.
This team made me smoke a whole blunt. I just finished the whole blunt.
That shit is gone. You stressed over there. He said stress.
I'm not. It's not even worry. It's just acceptance.
No, you stressed. You
no, it's acceptance. It's like acceptance? Fuck. Like this. It is what it is.
I don't think it is what it is yet. We're gonna find out. But I think Lions have enough offensive firepower to still put 40 to 50 on any team they face in the playoffs. I'm really not that worried about it. The only problem is you've got to worry about high-octane offenses you're going against. So, like, that's only a few. So I think you can outscore most of the field out here. He's so distraught right now. I can't even convince him otherwise. It's hilarious.
I'm just thinking of everyone who's going to go against Kendall Vildor.
Just a fucking – just running a train.
Roma Dunze.
Could be an Odunze bounce-back game, baby.
Potentially Juwan Jennings. Potentially Deebo Samuel.
That would hurt. He's been getting fried up too. So like, because Jerry Rice is on Deebo's ass lately. So that could be a get right game for him too.
And then potentially Jordan Addison.
That's going to suck. I'm sorry in advance. That part will suck.
Bro, we're going to give up like 350 passing yards a game. All because of that dude. I promise you.
I don't think so. Oh, man. I think you are underestimating your backups. Y'all got a lot of depth in that team. That's the one thing over everything else I would say that the Lions
they're
have.
All hurt.
Doesn't matter. You still Drake got depth.
Drake Straw's hurt.
You still got depth. I don't know how. Y'all been building it for years. It's just years and years of depth you've been building.
No, Vildor's playing. Vildor's playing. This is all we got. This is it, bro. This is it, man.
If Vildor got hurt and taken out, would you feel better about everything?
Would I feel better at with Amon-Ra St. Brown playing corner? Probably.
That is style, probably. Yeah. I like it.
I like the sound of that. I think he'll probably knock some dudes' heads off.
Travis Hunter style, bro. Hey, maybe he needs to unlock that talent.
Probably wouldn't happen, but I mean, I'm thinking of someone that could step in and play there.
Right. I mean, there's gonna be a few free agents sitting around at home, right?
I don't fucking know, man.
I want to find out. Current free agent cornerbacks. Let's find out who's still available. Like right now.
You're gonna say like Richard Sherman.
Xavier Howard, Pat Pete. Look at Pat Pete, bro. And a bunch of other people, J.C. Jackson, that's a bunch of other people I wouldn't even say. But Patrick Peterson, yes.
Look.
Pay him a small amount of money.
All those dudes you name, better than Vildor.
Hey. Patrick Peterson would be a great little late addition for you guys.
I would actually prefer Xavier Howard.
That, even better. But I'm saying Pat P would be probably even cheaper. I don't know how much cash y'all got to work with.
No, we... But look, I got to put this blunt out.
He's gonna set his whole apartment on fire. He's so distraught, folks. It's gonna be all right, man. Y'all got the best team in the league still, and other teams are falling apart, which we're about to get into.
Oh, we are. Right now. But okay, well, let's move on. Let's move off of this team.
Oh, we're gonna get on to the next topic here because it ties right into it. Because the NFL playoffs, like we said, are cooking. We're about to get the rest of the seedings how we want to see them, but we're gonna do some ranking tier list. For the current NFL teams and figure out who's a pretender and who's a real contender. I have some other categories here. So I'm putting real deal as in those are the locks. You know they're going to be spicing the playoffs, potential champions, whatever. I'm saying good but cap, which is those pretenders, even though they're probably pretty good. But in the playoffs, not going to make a lot of noise. Sneaky links, some teams you want to look out for that might sneak into that last wild card spot, make some noise. The better luck next year is just, hey, good try, but, you know, shut it down. And to burn it down, I'm preemptively just put the Bears right there and burn it down.
Put the Lions right next to them.
Nope, Lions are not going to be allowed there. I'm going to put the Lions right on real deal, and we're going to feel good about ourselves for the rest of the episode, because you should. But for the rest of these teams,
So it's just like that, just real deal.
It's just like that, yes, real deal. So we're going to look at the other teams here and who you think belong in these categories.
I think we should move the Lions down.
No, Lions are locked there. You know, I'm trying to click it here, but for some reason, the Lions are just locked in that position. I don't know. The program's being really weird, but we'll move on and go to the San Francisco 49ers. Where do you rank them here?
Honestly, better luck next year.
Better luck, Nick. I would agree. The wheels have kind of fallen off this season.
You know, it's one of those Super Bowl hangover things. Niners normally do this. They go to the Super Bowl, they kind of suck, and then they're good again.
Yep. But this season, the good again part, I think we're going to wait till maybe next season. They got to retool. Clearly, injuries obviously were a big factor, yep. But yeah, Niners are just, yeah, fell apart. Purdy wasn't looking great either. So, you know, better luck next year, guys.
Glad you brought it up. Purdy was fucking trash. Brady's fucking trash. Purdy's fucking trash.
The Purdy wagon is on fire, guys, and not in the good way. Oh, told you. No. That is one you did call. I will give you that. I'm off the Purdy wagon, too. It's fine. It was fun while we were there. Yeah, strippers, booze. It was cool. Where do you put the Cincinnati Bengals?
Honestly, sneaky links.
Nicholas.
If they fucking find a way to get in as a wild card, I don't know fucking how, but I'm saying
it's possible.
Man, getting to a shootout with them is crazy. Their defense is fucking trash though, but
yeah,
a shootout with them is fucking crazy.
It's firefight every time. I agree with that as well. I know the record isn't really showing what it's supposed to be, but that's a solid team. That offense is still got. It still has Jamar Chase, and as far as I'm concerned, that's all you really fucking need. So they're always gonna be sticky legs. That's his bonus. That's a cherry on top. That's all I'm saying.
He's quietly having a wide receiver one season.
Right. So it's great. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jamar Chase is a star. T. Higgins brings that amount of talent anyway. So the Bengals are another team that could easily put 50 on you if they really wanted to and they got their heads out of their asses. They could be a Lions type, but they got some things to fix. And like you said, how similar it's their defense. So there you go. Buffalo Bills.
They're the weird deal.
Real deal Holyfield.
I know I was talking shit about him earlier in the season.
Ooh, one of us was not.
You know what? Josh Allen playing like a real MVP. He is.
One of us maybe called that. Just saying at the beginning of the year. Hi. Thank you. That was me.
Yeah, that was you.
I said without Diggs, he'd have to be forced to be more well-rounded and spread the ball around, and what do you know? Now, that's I know Amari Cooper kind of helps things too, but damn.
He don't even get thrown to. He don't even be on the field.
Right, but when he is, though, and he does get thrown to, he's magic. So just unlock the Cooper part. They'd be deadly.
Actually, I was like, all right, I'm not trying to sound like a hater, but I was watching, and like, he's inefficient. He's like one of those basketball players that takes a lot of shots to make a lot of shots.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It'll take him a lot of targets to get a lot of catches. Mm. If he has 7 targets, he'll probably have 2 or 3 catches.
Damn.
If he has 10 targets, he might have 6 catches. It's not that good.
I see your point, though. It's kind of like diminishing returns the longer he goes with it.
It's like, why aren't you consistent? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, he hasn't been on the team that long either, though. It's been a while now.
Yeah, that's true.
It hasn't been that long. So I'm willing to watch it gel a little bit further before I make a lot of judgment on it. But the Denver Broncos are intriguing. I want to know where you put them.
Denver Broncos. See, they're in the AFC. So, like, I put them sneaky. I think they're going to get in.
I feel like they're about to.
I think they're going to get in. And I actually really like their defense.
Mm.
And I think Bo Nix is playing well.
I agree. He surprised me. I was one who did not give Bo Nix any fucking credit going into this year, as this draft class was pretty much talked about for everybody else but him. But damn, for some reason, it's working. He's clicking with this offense, and things they're not always pretty, but man, the highlights he's put on this season, he's made some insane throws. So I got to give some credit. He can ball. I got to see a little more, though. I like him as a sneaky link, though. How about the Cleveland Browns?
Burn this motherfucker down.
Woo! Down to the ground.
Burning so you're saying all get rid of the way down, just like the blunt I just blew.
Are you saying get rid of Watson?
I'm saying get rid of every fucking body in the building.
You finally got off the Watson train.
No, look, no matter what, he's still one of my favorite players of all time, no matter what.
Fair.
But right now, if I'm in charge, if I'm the GM of the Browns, if I'm rebuilding the Browns on Madden, I'm trading everybody. Even Myles Garrett. I'm saying, you know what, Miles? I don't even want you here for the rebuild. I respect you that much. I'm gonna send you somewhere to win a ring. Where you want to go?
Go get a ring.
Great. I'll send you there.
Yep. I bet you would take him there.
Yeah, I'll take him for a 7th round pick. Thank you.
I say go to the Rams. Yeah. Be the new Aaron Donald, bro. Fulfill your destiny.
No, he wants his own.
Fine. Yeah, I mean, tear the whole thing down. Although I did read rumors that Cleveland said they told Watson he is a starter for next year, too. So I don't think Cleveland's changing a damn thing. We'll see. I don't know how you don't.
That's why they will always suck.
They paid too much money to that man to try to do anything different now, I guess. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
The Bucs? I think the Bucs are a good team. I really do.
Good, but not good enough?
Yeah. Good. All right.
Good, but cap.
Yeah, but not good enough. I think the loss of Chris Godwin really hurts their offense.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the emergence of Jalen McMillan, the rookie from Washington, has really gave them a boost and has really kind of not necessarily filled Chris Godwin's role, but kind of gave him that same production in the last couple games. Mm. Hopefully he can keep that going. I really do like this Bucs team. I think Baker's playing really well, and their defense, Todd Bowles, you can never count that defense out. They will always make plays.
Mm. Absolutely. I would agree with this as well. Like, the Bucs are another intriguing team, and Mike Evans is always somebody you have to be, like, just aware of at all given points of time. He'll just snap off 100 yards easily. So I do like them, but I agree they're not a top-tier NFC team, and I don't see them going far in the playoffs. But, yeah, I didn't think Baker would fit in this role after Brady left, but he's still playing with a chip on his shoulder. He's still making exciting football, and the Bucs are strong enough to compete against usually any team. So I like him, but just not enough. The Arizona Cardinals, sir.
I would put him in sneaky links.
Okay.
If they somehow get in, I think they can make some noise. Mm-hmm. I think their defense plays hard. I think Jonathan Gannon does a good job calling that defense, coaching that defense. I think Kyler Murray's having a really good season. James Conner's having a good season. I think just offensively, they can keep up with a lot of teams. They're a little too inconsistent for my liking, though, but I think they can make some noise if they could somehow get in.
Yeah, and I like how you said, like, inconsistent, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was going to have them kind of in that better look next year category, and it's just because, again, I think they start hot and they kind of fall apart. And I mean, Marvin Harrison hasn't really popped off like I thought he was going to this year, but again, rookie, what can you do? However, they're exciting enough to watch. They're exciting enough to compete. And they will get, like, a good upset win here and there. I don't know. This year, just I haven't seen enough to be like, oh, maybe they might make some noise here if they get a wild card.
They beat the Niners.
Yeah, as you see now, that's not as big a deal as it used to be. Like, just like that. So, I can see. I agree with Sneaky Leaks, but I'm kind of in that
low. Oh, they beat the Bills.
Oh, when was that?
Oh, no. They almost beat the Bills.
Almost beat the Bills. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, week one. I remember they almost beat the Bills.
There you go. See, Cardinals are great when it's week one. Then you remember, then you go, holy shit, was Kyler Murray always this good? We do it every fucking year, folks. It's usually game one. And then we kind of backtrack. And then we go, oh, yeah,
Cardinals lost 8 in a row. Kyler Murray's playing pretty well this season.
No, this season, yes. I'm just saying, up until this point, that's usually what I can rely on. This season, he's looking good, but not there yet. They got a few more pieces to get. How do you feel about the Chargers?
Man, if you want my honest opinion, I think the Chargers are a good team.
Yeah? Like,
yeah,
good,
I really
huh?
do
okay.
think they are a good team. I think Harbaugh was the right coach to unlock that defense. That defense is number one in the league, I believe. When
I think
you look
you're
at
right.
Yards, mm-hmm. I think when you look at yards given up, the offense has been nothing too crazy, but they don't turn the ball over. Justin Herbert hasn't been throwing interceptions.
No.
Haven't fumbled the ball a lot. And they make plays when they have to make plays. Ladd McConkey's really coming along. Quentin Johnson's really coming along as a receiver. I like their team overall. I think they're a good team. I think they can be a scary matchup for a lot of teams in the AFC, or actually for every team.
Yeah, I have them the good. I was going to say, like, good to sneaky. And it's just because they don't have J.K. Dobbins. If they had J.K. Dobbins, I'd be like, this is good but almost real deal. Like, Chargers are talented. And they always have been. But I love Harbaugh on this team. I really like the potential they have long-term. And just, yeah, defense is playing lights out. So, again, I don't know if they're up there at the top AFC. Like, if they go, you know, Chargers-Bills, I'm going Bills all the way. But, yeah, Chargers are they're putting it together at the right time. It's an interesting team. How do you feel about the Chiefs, though? How do you really feel when the Chiefs sit here? Are they still the real deal or what?
Man, honestly, you still got to put them at the top. They're still the real deal. They still find ways to win games. And they're still the two-time champs. They're still the real deal until they get dethroned.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, it's a real deal for me too. But
I mean, the Bills beat the Lions and the Chiefs. So
right. You know, so yeah. That's where I'm like, I don't have the Chiefs top of the mountain right now either. I still think I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for the bus saw to hit. They're kind of just inevitable right now, but playoffs are hoping story, and I think you get kind of the best of the AFC at that point. I don't know if these Chiefs can hang like this, and Mahomes is getting more banged up by the week. So I don't know. I'll say real deal because they're, again, you can't bet against them, but I'm seeing cracks in this armor, man. I'm telling you, if they get to the Super Bowl,
Nobody's invincible at this point.
No.
Like, every team has weaknesses. Even Buffalo has weaknesses, their defense.
Oh, yeah.
But I would understand if you would place the Chiefs in the good but cap.
That's where I feel they belong at this point.
If that's where you feel like they belong, I would understand why you would put them there because they haven't had enough convincing wins.
Right. There's no wow to it. It's just kind of like, Chiefs win again. Like,
it's like, they somehow pull out this bullshit win with the help of the refs.
Exactly. That's happened half a dozen times this fucking year. We're like, controversial call gives Chiefs the win. Like, okay. My wins are wins. I get it, folks. But I like seeing decisive wins. The Indy Coats.
Better look next year.
Yep. Not seeing it this year. Sorry, bros. What about the Washington Commanders?
Good but cap.
Okay.
I think they're good, and I think they're building.
Yeah.
They're on the right track. It's just one of those things you kind of have to, in the NFL, maybe every professional sport, you have to get some type of experience as a team before you actually win. They actually have to get some type of experience before I could put them in the real deal.
Right.
But this will change in the very, very near future. I know it.
Yeah, things are looking up, man. I haven't seen Washington look this good and like have this much potential, maybe ever. Even, I mean, the RG3 days were dope, but it just seems so short-lived now. But he got hurt. I know. So like, we didn't get to live through like seeing that entire vision unfold. But with Jaden Daniels, man,
oh my god,
this is the first time I'm looking at Washington like they're gonna be a threat for years to come now, which is nuts. So
man,
I'm here for it.
That was my guy all throughout the draft process.
It was. Well documented.
Oh, man. I can't wait to go out and pull out our best takes.
Coming up soon, folks. Coming up soon. We are.
It's going to be a bunch of Jaden Daniels glazing.
Oh, my God. I know it is. You have a whole section of just Jaden Daniels.
And then me telling you the problems with Caleb, and then you actually seeing the problems unfold.
We just want to see my heart break, apparently. That's fun.
Okay, I won't do that. I won't do that.
I can't wait to decide to, destroy
myself. I won't do
myself.
That. I won't do that. I'll just
thank you so
Jaden
much.
Daniels.
Thank you. Just talk about Jaden Daniels because he deserves it.
Yeah, I'll just do that because Jaden Daniels is amazing.
He's amazing. But you know who's not amazing? The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Burn that shit down, too.
Burn it down.
Burn it down like the blunt I just smoked.
How about the Miami Dolphins?
Better look next year.
Yeah.
I don't think they're scary at all. They're not a physical football team. I don't think they scare anyone.
Even with Tyreek Hill, man. I mean, don't know. It's just not working for the Dolphins, man.
You can kind of do things to neutralize speed. You That's can't true. Do anything to neutralize physicality unless you're physical as well. The Miami Dolphins are not a physical football team.
Point blank, period.
That's what I see when I watch them.
Yeah. But
that's just me.
I'm kind of seeing the same, and the record's kind of showing. Like, it's not working for him, and I don't know how much that's affected by Tua and his mental state or whatever, but you watch the Dolphins, you're not seeing a lot of aggression.
The line of scrimmage, they're terrible at the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball.
See? What can you do? But here's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Real deal.
Real deal.
Yeah. The addition to Saquon Barkley is fucking nuts.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
In my opinion, he's an MVP candidate.
Totally.
He's number two on my list, just to let you know. but yeah, man, that defense is really starting to come along. They're playing a lot better. The secondary with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell with the veteran Darius Slay, man, they're playing really good ball right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that as much as I hate to say it. Howie Roseman does it again, but this – the franchise just keeps on staying successful no matter what they get kind of put in front of them. But, you know, weak division also helps too. But Philly is rolling, and again, at the right time. So it's hard to bet against those guys. But let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons for 1 second, because breaking news today was the multi-million dollar paid quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who the Atlanta Falcons brought in a blockbuster deal in the offseason to lead this franchise to success, has now been benched for his eventual replacement draft pick, who they also got this year for some fucking reason. And we mercilessly laughed at them for that. Michael Penix is now the starter for the Atlanta Falcons. I want to know how you feel, and does that change where you put them on the tier list?
Okay, first of all, my question is, why the fuck did you sign this old-ass man anyway? If you were just going to draft this dude, no, you were going to start.
For so much money. So much money.
Like, what the fuck? You just wanted this dude to be on somebody's payroll? Did you feel bad for him or something? Like, what the fuck? This is long overdue. Mm. Kirk Cousins has been in a slump.
Big time.
I don't know what the stat is, but I don't think he's thrown a touchdown in like 5 games.
I believe it has been 5 games.
And he's throwing plenty picks, like plenty of picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been donezo. I can't wait to see what Michael Penix does with this team. But this team is a better luck next year team. Mm. Don't burn it down, man, because you got a lot of good pieces you're building on.
Yep.
What you want to do this season is develop Michael Penix. I'm excited to see how he plays with these weapons. Maybe someone can finally unlock Kyle Pitts. I don't fucking know.
For the love of God, somebody do it, please. The guy's a unicorn, just floundering. I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
How do you fumble that?
I don't know. And then Drake London, I feel like he hasn't been used to his full potential either.
He's got tons of potential. But
because he can play in the slot, and he can play in the on the outside. And he, I don't know, I see him a lot on the outside. I feel like he should play in the slot a little more. Hmm. My opinion. Just mine.
I like it. It's a better look next year for me, too. But they made it a little interesting at the beginning. I thought maybe they had something. But yeah. good old Kirk showed those true colors again.
Yep. And
man, I hope you gave his agent a big fat bonus, because, boy, he got you paid, bro. Highway robbery with that fucking contract.
I picked them to win the division.
You sure did. With your whole chest.
And for a while, they were doing all right, man.
For a second, thought they had the rub.
Until Kirk Cousins took that mask off.
Yep. Mask off. Like, talking about the New York Giants.
Oh, burn that shit down.
They've had to just sit here and endure Saquon just running all over the NFL.
Anyone not named Malik Nabers can go.
Oh, man. Poor. I said it too. When everyone was like, oh, Malik Nabers and the Giants, I said, poor Malik Nabers. That was the worst fucking place you could have ended up, bro. With Danny Dimes, that was going to tank your fucking first year. And lo and behold, even fantasy-wise, he's doing great. Results-wise, I'm sure he's not talking to the media right now. How about the Seattle Seahawks?
Oh, man. To me, they're sneaky links. If they can somehow get in the playoffs, their offense, man, let me tell you, their offense is dynamic. They can run the ball, whether if it's Charbonnet or Walker. They can throw the ball with Jaxon Smith-Njigba having a quiet season, a quiet, great number one wide receiver season over the likes of DK Metcalf. Like, they can really put up some points, and they can do that with the best of them. I think they get in, they can give a lot of teams a tough time because they can score some points.
I am going to say they're a better luck next year, because I just watched them play the Packers. And I'm sorry, that team isn't competing with anybody anytime soon. Like, the Packers are not that good. I don't care what y'all say. But against the Seahawks, who notoriously are usually up the Packers' ass, no matter what the team is in Seattle, they always have the Packers' number. This was a weak-ass showing against the Packers. I'm sorry. So, I like the weapons they have, and I still am a big fan of Geno, but it's just, I don't think they have enough juice this season to get where they need to get. But I do think short term, they will get there, at least back to a normal playoff spot. This year, I don't know. I think other teams are a little bit higher than that. That's just me, though. What do we think about the Jags?
No.
I'm just going to go
burn that shit down.
No, I'll go ahead and move that right there. Because wow.
Burn that shit down. Like the blunt I just smoked.
Like, you can't. Speaking of blunts, where do you put the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets?
Burn that bitch down. Look the blunt out your smoke. I'm high.
Oh, I know. Here's the Green Bay Packers. Oh,
man. Good but cap.
Good but cap.
Man,
they, I will agree with that.
They're good, but they just not that good.
They're not. I think they're the most overhyped team out there right now. Like, they just can't keep getting away with it.
I think, yeah, I don't know. They are good, though. I'll give them that.
They're
they are good.
Good. They're a good team. Don't let me just sit and make sure. I'm not just a typical Bears fan. They're a good football team. Jordan Love is a great quarterback. Fine. My thing is this. The way y'all winning is just so lackluster. They just, I don't get excited for any of it.
I think Seattle might have been the first 500 team they beat this season.
See what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't beat nobody. You ain't beat nobody. So when you get to the playoffs, I think first round exit. I think you get smacked. Maybe not even the first round.
Wait.
Damn sure ain't getting to the NFC Championship.
Did they beat the Texans?
I believe so, but was that the beaten up Texans or was it the full strength Texans?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Either
way, the point is y'all ain't really beat nobody. So I want to see them play against real playoff teams and let's see where they're at. They can compete. They can put up points. I smell a fraud. I smell a fraud. But I might be biased. We'll see. The Carolina Panthers, sir.
You know what? Don't burn it down.
Interesting.
But better luck next year.
So to you, you don't change much, huh?
Bro, Bryce Young is playing good.
He is. Finally.
All you got to do is give him a chance, build a team around him, and see where you can go.
That's like my question is, how the hell do you build from that team?
Easy.
Easy.
You use the draft picks you have to draft good players.
Except that we own their picks.
But it's not, so they have zero picks.
I know I'm being a dick. We own like their second round, I think. So, yeah. They have to go. It has to go to the draft. It has to.
And they have assets that they can trade for additional draft picks. They do.
Not much left in the cupboard for them to trade players, though. That's a thing.
So, I mean, what? You trade Adam Thielen to a contender. What's it going to hurt you?
I wasn't thinking about Thielen.
You know, like, that's an example. Like, you can trade, let's see, I'm thinking of the, you could trade J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn has a ton of value right now.
Well, you could. But see, that's you're gutting the Panthers then, man. He's big.
No, that's fine. Because you're not gonna pay him long term anyway. You're still losing with him on the team.
Good point. So cut the loss and
he's not like and look, like he's not let's be real. He's a great player, but he's not a shutdown corner.
No.
So it's like it's cool. You can draft another J.C. Horn.
That is true. That's a good
point. You can't draft another Sauce Gardner.
Oof. Yep.
So go try to find you a Sauce Gardner, a diamond in the rough, a fucking Richard Sherman.
That'd be dope.
You know, something like that. So just be very careful with your draft picks and how you use them. I think Carolina has a ton of potential.
I like it. It's a good take. How about the New England Patriots?
You know, they have a ton of potential too, to be honest with you. I don't know, man. Burn down.
But that's what I was gonna say, really? Because I'm like, burn it down, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on over there.
Like Jalen Polk, I saw him have a meltdown. And I was like, oh no.
I don't know what's going on, man.
How about the Raiders?
Burn that bitch down too. Fuck.
Yeah. Keep Brock Bowers though. That guy's the future. That guy's the fucking future. Mark my words. He will be like a top three tight end next year. Done deal. I don't care who's throwing to him.
Facts.
Who are the Rams going to be in the playoffs here, if they make it?
Good but cap.
I would agree with that.
I think their secondary is very vulnerable, and yeah, their offense is great though.
Yes,
great running game, great passing game. Very hard to stop, very hard to defend.
And Matt Stafford's that motherfucker still. So
still to this day,
ask your mama. the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, they the real deal.
Real deal.
Great at stopping the run, great at running the ball. Lamar Jackson is an MVP candidate again. So, yeah.
How about the Saints?
New Orleans Saints. Honestly, I'll burn this bitch down like the.
I, I'd agree. I was gonna say Saints, I think, need a tear down. It's just they keep putting lipstick on a pig. They keep putting band-aids on the shit. Like, just tear it all down.
Slowly turning into the Bears.
I mean, hey, let's not go that far with it. No one's that.
They are. No, they really are. They really are.
It's getting bad.
You know what comes next? After they miss the playoffs, you know what comes next?
Everybody's getting fired.
And look who got fired. Dennis Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you know what's coming next.
I swear. You're going to
suck again.
Yep. Yeah, New Orleans, they got a lot. They had a lot of talent, but I think that window closed a long time ago, and they got to look in the mirror and tear it all down. How about the Steelers?
Yo, good but cap.
Interesting. I was going to say sneaky links.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the Steelers are a good team, man.
They are a good team, but
defensively, they're sound. Offensively, I wish Najee Harris was a little more consistent.
Yeah.
If Najee Harris can play well, they're going to have a good chance to win. If Najee Harris doesn't play well, they're going to struggle.
I'm not a Russell Wilson guy.
But Russell Wilson's been playing pretty well.
Pretty well. In the AFC, especially that division, I know Cleveland's one thing, but like AFC is so tough. And Steelers, and as much as I respect Mike Tomlin, and I like what they have and what they're putting together, I think a couple more years of just consistency with this, they're going to be amazing again. But like, I don't know if I rank them with the best in the AFC yet, but they're climbing. I think I need a couple more wins from them. But I like what I'm seeing. I don't disagree with the good but cap. I don't disagree at all. It's just I think I need a little bit more, but they are definitely getting there. Three to go. Houston Texans.
This is tough, all right?
I'd agree.
Houston Texans, they're like the Chiefs, but worse. Because they haven't really had like a dominant win this season. They had a big lead against the Lions, choked that away.
Oof.
Honestly, I'd put the Texans right now as we know them at sneaky links.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, they're still a good team. They're still going to be in the playoffs. Still going to make some noise. But I don't expect anything crazy from them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. Once the injuries started mounting like that, I was like, oh, no. But on paper, Texans, fully healthy, yeah. They're up. They're definitely up there. So, hopefully next year they get it together. Tennessee Titans and Minnesota Vikings.
You can burn the Tennessee Titans like this blunt of the smoke.
God. Yes, of course.
And then the Minnesota Vikings, you can burn them down too. Like the
what? Burn them down?
Yeah. Fuck the Vikings.
Wow. That was the hottest take of the night at the very end right there.
Fuck the Vikings.
Wow.
Sound like the blunt I just smoked.
There you
Purple
go.
Just like the weed I just.
Oh my God. I think the blunt took over, folks. That's hilarious. I don't know if I agree with the Vikings and a burn it down. My God.
Burn them bitches down.
Yes, fine. Purple. That's fine. We're going to see how it's all going to unfold in the playoffs in just a few weeks here, folks. Let's take a quick look at the MVP race before we finish up here. Like you were saying, updated odds has Josh Allen, the clear favorite, minus 900. Lamar Jackson behind him at plus 550. Saquon Barkley in third at plus 1300. And Jared Goff at plus 2000, riding in the fourth. So, like you said, it looks like Josh Allen's almost a clear favorite. But do you think he's going to end up MVP, or do you think Lamar or Saquon might steal this from him?
Man, he got it locked up.
Yeah, I kind of feel he does. I kind of feel
Josh Allen got this shit locked up. He beat the Chiefs and he beat the Lions. Like, he got those two dubs under his belt. Man, that's the MVP this season. And the way he's been playing, both running and throwing the ball, he's had kind of a, I wouldn't say a bad start to the season. But he had issues with turnovers early on in the season. Looks like he's cleaned that up. He's playing really good football, man. I think he's the clear favorite to win MVP.
Totally agree. I think I've seen everything I need to see. Like, as much as I want other teams to always get that kind of shine too, Josh Allen is just taking the fuck over when it comes to stats and it comes to records right now. So, yeah, MVP, I believe, is locked up. You know, Lamar, always a baller. Again, I would wish we can normalize making a running back the MVP like Saquon, because my God, he's the MVP of my fantasy team. That's for damn sure. So I just want the man to get some recognition for all the running he's doing and making people look silly as human adult men trying to tackle this man, because he just can't fucking do it. So I would love to see it. Maybe not this year. It's just like Ashton in the fucking Heisman. He just kind of ran up against another fucking stud, bro. So sorry about that. But Josh Allen should probably win. Give the fans your last words of the evening before you pass the fuck out, sir.
Man, y'all, look. Hold up. Where my phone at? All right. So I was fucking on my phone at work today, and I was scrolling through Instagram, and I seen that the NBA are changing the All-Star Game rules this year. Bro, let me tell you about it. All right, so the NBA All-Star Game will actually be a mini tournament featuring four teams.
Oh.
Three of those teams will be of NBA All-Stars. Each of those teams will have eight players each. So there will be a total of 24 NBA All-Stars, 12 from each conference. And the fourth team will be the winner from the Rising Stars competition. So it'd be, I believe it's the rookies and the sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
And then each game in the tournament will be played to a target score of 40 points, right? So the winners, all right? So the championship team gets $125K per player. Second place, $50K per player. Third and fourth get $25K per player. So nobody really loses.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you want to win that 125. The fuck?
Damn.
This is the best part. There will be four honorary general managers and coaches.
Oh, shit. Hell so, yeah.
Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny the Jet Smith.
Yeah.
Will be the GMs of the NBA All-Star teams.
I love it. I love
and
it.
And then Candace Parker will be the coach of the Rising Stars championship.
Fuck yeah.
Team. And then
hell
obviously
yeah.
for the four teams, it'll be the best teams from the East and the West, their head coaching staff coaching those four teams.
Yeah.
But yeah, in my opinion, that's the best part. Also, our voting starts on the 19th. We talk about voting in sports. Your votes as fans actually matter during All-Star weekend in the NBA. So go ahead and vote if you're a fan of the NBA like I am.
That's fucking insane. I fucking love it. Candace Parker's fucking G. And that makes it just so much more exciting to watch, too. I've been begging for some innovation when it comes to the All-Star break and everything for the NBA. So I love this concept. I think it's going to be popular, too. So let's see it cook. Let's see that cook. I like that shit a lot.
Man, I can already envision the shit talking between Shaq and Charles Barkley.
Oh, my God.
And then Kenny just instigating.
It's gonna be amazing,
man. It's going I want to see the draft and how it plays out. And who
yes, that'll be fucking cinema just for drafting the players and shit. That'd be great.
Yeah, hell yeah,
hell yeah. I love that shit. So we'll stay tuned for that. But make sure y'all stay tuned for what's coming from the Bank Bro Show. Yeah, I said coming with a hard C, just like that, just like that. So,
one U, two M's. Oh,
wow. We're going to edit that part out. But make sure you keep following along, folks, because, like I said, this is episode 98. Next week's episode 99. And then it is 100 episodes in our big extravaganza that we have cooking in store. I've been in the lab all day making new shit for the show, including a big surprise as well. So stay tuned for that. Coming up, I can't even tell this guy about it. He won't let me. He doesn't want to know what's in the box yet. So let the chef cook. But make sure you check all the content in the past. Get caught up before the 100th episode. That's the Bank Bro Show on YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com, at Bank Bro Show on Instagram. So make sure you check all that out. Get caught up. Tell your friends about it. And tune in over the next couple weeks for lots of surprises in store. And you know why we do that, folks? It's because we love you. Because we're in your city. And we're here for you as we always are. And you can bank on it. Peace out. Have a good night.
1, 2, 3. Blah, blah.